This weekend marks the closing performances for this year's powerhouse season at Vassar College with international artist Rita Kabashi in a solo performance of A Trojan Woman by Sarah Farrington and directed by Megan Finn. Bosnia, Gaza, Mariupol, a woman with her child alone in a devastated city confronts the indiscriminate cruelty of war. The Trojan Woman was the original anti-war play, first performed in Athens in 415 BC as a searing protest against the Peloponnesian War. Now, in a solo contemporary adaptation, first performed in Athens, Greece, A Trojan Woman brings this ancient cry of anguish into the present. The performance is directed by award-winning artistic director Megan Finn and starring Drita Kabashi, and we welcome both of them to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Did I get your names correct in pronunciation?
Yes. You nailed it.
That's rare, but thank you. We also welcome Michael Sheehan, who is producing director for the Powerhouse Theater, for a season report. And Michael, very nice to have you on our airwaves as well.
Glad to be here.
So, Michael, let us begin with you. Give us a sense of the season, what was accomplished, what has gone down there, and what this weekend means for the finishing up of this great season.
Well, as you mentioned in your introduction, this is the final weekend of performances as part of the 39th Powerhouse season, but it's just been a joy and a thrill. You know, you ask what's been accomplished. It's almost it's really hard to give an accurate assessment that the amount of work that can happen in such a short, condensed period of time each season is really just so thrilling, so exciting, both in our professional theater season, where we're helping to develop new plays and musicals, and as well as a podcast this summer, in addition to our training program. Actors, directors, and playwrights from all over the country and the world come to Powerhouse every summer to study in a conservatory-style program, and they, too, also undergo quite a transformation in a really sort of intense, concentrated period of time.
This is a question that I normally ask at the beginning of a season, but give me a sense of what brought you what brings you to certain productions, but in this case, what you wanted to accomplish, what you wanted to present to audiences when it comes to A Trojan Woman?
When my co-producing director, Ed Cheatham, and I are curating a season, there's lots of things we're thinking about, pieces that pique our interest, but also, you know, things that we're thinking our audiences are interested in hearing and bearing witness to, but also, you know, what stories need to be told these days and whose voices do we need to be hearing from? With A Trojan Woman, while it's, a story that's 2 millennia old, it's still sadly a very relevant story that, you know, war and the detritus of war and the indiscriminate cruelty, as you said, is still sadly very present all over the world. And so when we were approached with this piece, it was a pretty clear no-brainer that this is something that we would want to have in our to finish out the Powerhouse season last hurrah. This piece will also be our first main stage production at Powerhouse since just before the pandemic. A lot of what we do here at Powerhouse is in the realm of workshops and readings. Oftentimes actors are on books reading the material in front of music stands. But this is a fully realized production. There is production value. This piece has been developed around the world, and while it's still relatively new, what the folks here, what Drita and Megan and our producing team have been focused on is developing the physical production so that it can tour around the country. And we're thrilled that they've chosen Powerhouse to build that world.
Drita, have you been with the production since the beginning?
I have, yes. We debuted the show in Athens, Greece in 2023.
Right.
And it was an interesting rehearsal process because we rehearsed entirely on Zoom. I was living and still am actually currently based in Kosovo, which, you know, I guess one can do when it's a one-woman show. But of course, you do lose an element of immediacy and intimacy and process when you're so far away. So we rehearsed completely on Zoom, and then the first time we ever did it with lights, sound, costumes was for an audience of 600 Athenians who know the show very well. So the stakes were very high, but it was a truly magical moment, and it has been such a gift and a luxury to be able to develop it here at Powerhouse and to really, really get into the moments and the nitty-gritty and actually be in the same room. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And then we did tour it last year in Belfast and then in London. So it's had a few iterations and it's been all over the world. And we did it, we also did it in New Jersey at Luna Stage. You know, every incarnation, you have new realizations, I think it's coming to be more and more fleshed out with every cycle.
Belfast, Kosovo, New Jersey, you know, the normal path.
The usual.
Yes, the regular, the path to the great stages of the world. I'm curious in what the reaction is once you go and you perform this, and as you say, it is a one-woman show, you're the person on stage. How much of it do you feel as you're doing it, and then what is it to then get the verbal reaction following the performance?
Well, there is no way not to feel absolutely everything when you do this show. I think about maybe 7 to 8 characters, and it really runs the gamut of the whole, you know, human experience. There's laughter, there's grief, and you sort of, I've reflected on this, where the kind of endurance that you need to do a show like this, really you can only find it when you're tapping into like a collective sadness and a collective consciousness. And I think there is like a collapsing of time and space when you do this show because it is so relevant, even though it was an anti-war play that was written, you know, so long ago. And so, you know, you feel everything. And I think the audience feels it with me because no matter where I go, there is like a universal experience. I think that everyone can relate to. So, yes, the answer is we feel everything all the time, and not just me, but I think the audience together with me, which is such a gift. It's amazing.
The performance is directed by artistic director Megan Finn. Megan, what is it like when you first came to it, what are the challenges in bringing this particular production to the audience of Powerhouse?
Sure. I mean, the original play is, I think, is epic, right? It's this often runs, you know, 3 hours, and it is quite a lament where you're really feeling the impact of this war on individual characters. And the writer who's written this adaptation, Sarah Farrington, has really boiled down this play for a contemporary audience in a short, taut, hour-long performance. So I think the challenge when we were initially approaching it was how to hold that impact within the context of an hour's length, but it really is masterfully performed. I think the thing that audiences remark over and over again is just how impressive a feat the performance is that Drita embarks on. So the challenge really is you're welcome. The challenge is really how to boil that down, but I think we've really found it, and audiences have been moved, you know, across the world. So,
When you think about this, Drita, where would you like this to then of the life of this, of taking this further, this production?
You know, that's such a good question, and I, as the actor, always find out last. I'm the last person to find out what's going to happen with the show. And it's almost better that way, you know. I just sort of think about the moment and the now, and of course, ideally, I share the show with as many people as possible. I mean, I would love for it to go to Kosovo, actually. I think that Albanian audiences would really relate to it, especially considering that the conflict happened, you know, within our lifetime, and it's still a very much lived memory for a lot of people. I think it would be an opportunity to reflect and to collectively grieve. So really, I just want, you know, the whole world. I want to share it with the whole world, and it would mean something super special to be able to share it with people in my country as well. So, yeah. Just as I just wanted to keep having legs, and I think it's an important story that needs to keep being told.
A Trojan Woman is being performed this weekend. It marks the closing performances of this year's Powerhouse season at Vassar. Michael, Drita, Megan, thank you so much. You can find out more by going to vassar.edu/powerhouse. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.